Fourth Thief formally introduces this next guest. What about the new banger? Always reinventing her sound. We love it. There's been a pop sound in the past, which has been so successful for her. But what about the new single, Think About You? It's got a real rhythmic or urban feel to it. We love this song, Phoebe.
We can't get enough of it and we can't get enough of her. Delta Goodrum
good
in the
morning.
Studio. Delt, you are one of the industry's best.
Thank you very
You're
much.
One of our finest. I say it and I tell this.
Thank you very much.
You should take that compliment. I will never forget when I, Fev, had my newborn baby and I got a beautiful gift from Delta and it was one of the sweetest things ever. I thought, yeah, that is absolutely you to a T.
Thank you.
Everybody, we all love
She's growing up beautifully.
She so is, isn't
gorgeous.
She? She started singing Delta, so next
look
thing
out,
I'm
look out.
Delta.
Watch out for voice kids in the future.
That was just
Phoebe. Different
group. That was just Boxy leading in that she wants some voice coaching.
Auntie Delta's going to look after you this afternoon.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'll tell you, some of my kids, friends' kids, they do that thing where they play the voice and they go, Auntie D, like, play the voice with us. I'm like, all right. So I turn my chair around and I'll turn around and they're like, no, do it like you do on the show. I'm like, am I going to turn around? Am I going to turn around? They're like, that's yay.
And then another thing that just happened, Delta, which is a huge compliment for you. Fev just announced and told you that he wears your perfume all the time. Because your perfume's going gangbusters too.
Yeah, it makes me so happy. I love hearing that.
Fev
guys
wears
are wearing it too. Yes.
You know, Byron, that we often name check Delta's fragrance because we got it sent in as a send it out so we talk about it. But then I've gone and brought other bottles because I love it. Because I wear female perfume.
Just ask me, I will get you.
And it is beautiful. Like, it's a really nice smell.
You just don't expect it from a former AFL footballer, do you?
Well, you know what? Expect the unexpected. Exactly. There is no rules to this. You know, I feel like I my assistant, a gentleman, he wears it all the time and it smells amazing on him as well. Like, I always comment on it, so I'm glad that guys are
wearing it too. I get compliments too.
Now, Delt, you do. There's so much going on in your life. We know that obviously we've got your new single, which we're about to play.
Yep. 60 seconds away.
We love playing this. Yep. You're giving me 60
hurry
seconds.
Up.
I've got to get
through
that game before. It's very stressful.
I know. So The Voice, we know it's all underway at the moment and we're so pumped about the new season. And also, I do want to mention, I can't wait to see you as Olivia Newton-John because that's in post-production at the moment too, coming
Yes.
And this is the bit that I'm looking at you sort of pleadingly. We have a little segment we call Tradeoke, and we are getting tradies on the world famous rooftop for a massive Tradeoke performance. Up next, Delta, would you be our honorary guest judge and put our next tradie through to the stage on the world famous rooftop?
I couldn't be more honoured.
Oh! Let's do this.
Yes!
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fee's going to steer you through this, Delta, but just have a close listen to this. The way this is being billed, this is a massive event.
Let's go! At Fox FM, we have world famous performances on the world famous rooftop. Ed Sheeran.
I'll play you another new one.
Katy Perry.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for coming out.
Pink. And now, on the world-famous rooftop, Evan and Denzel, the Chippies from Altona.
I don't want to let a minute go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
Josh, the electrician from Mount Evelyn.
Mama!
And so many more. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron's Tradeoke Nights live from Fox FM's world-famous rooftop. Tradeoke.
We've got the best tradies in the country. Delta, we back them in. Not only are they the best tradies at their trades in Australia, they have the best singing ability.
I can hear that.
The chair didn't turn, guys. The chair didn't turn.
You've unearthed the talent.
Well, what an honour, though, because for our tradies to perform to you this morning, Delta Goodrum, I mean, Australian zone, international superstar.
Multiple ARIA Award winner.
And also a judge on The Voice. So this is, you know, we've got a spinning chair in the studio all ready to go. Here's an example, Delta, before we go any further. So this was just an example from the other day. We had Anthony, who was a bricklayer from Cheltenham, and gave us a bit of, this was unique, Michael Jackson with Chris Rock.
You should have played that Scott from Scoresby. That would have been funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. That's a separate joke. But here we go. Here's Anthony.
Me, that girl. Oh, man. Look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious. The that girl's fine, man. Look at, oh, she's too fine. She knows she's fine, too. Ah! You rock my world, you know you did. Everything that goes with it.
I know what he's done there.
I don't know.
Oh, right. He's put the Chris Rock bit in from the Rock My World music video, so he's done all the dialogue.
Look, you know, that is invented. That's creative. It's inspiring. I'm into that. I think it's cool.
We'd also love to know what you think of Hannah. He's a traffic controller from Dandenong. So he's played a few times on Tradioki, and he goes for musical numbers.
He's played a few times?
Yeah, so he's called through. We've had I Feel Pretty, a musical number, and this was the classic Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, my God, I love Phantom.
Sleep, he sang to me. In dreams, he came. The Phantom of the Opera is there inside my mind.
Oh, a bit of Leonard Cohen going.
He's
on.
Good, isn't he?
Good baritone. Did you like that level?
Yeah, great baritone.
They were great. The two of them were great.
This is good feedback already.
Absolutely. Well, it's like you get somebody who's invented. They've thought about the lyrics. You know, he's gone and mixed the two versions of Chris Rock and Michael Jackson, and then you've got Phantom of the Opera. I mean,
it's a performance.
It's a dramatic.
I love this. This is exactly what we needed. We haven't been able to put this sort of music, you know, stuff to it.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Because Fev's got nothing.
You've been doing just fine, guys.
Now, we've got two guys here who want to go through to the world famous rooftop, and Delta, you are going to select one of them.
That's big pressure.
We're going to start with Jai, roof tiler from Officer. Are you there, Jai?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jai, do you want to say hi to
Delta? Jai.
Delta, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good.
Just wanted to tell the boys at Smoko, just chatted with Delta on the radio.
Yeah, she's all right.
Okay, Jai.
She
is all right.
She's all right.
Jai, what are you going to perform for Delta this morning?
I'm going to sing Working Class Man by Jimmy Barnes.
Just an example, just so everyone knows. I mean, probably doesn't need an intro, but just in case.
Great song.
Okay, Jai, to go through the world famous rooftop and perform at Tradioki and to get
give
the
it
approval.
Your everything.
Delta, good.
You got this, Jai.
Off you go.
Well, is it still time to disciple? He's a legend of his kind. He's running like a cyclone across the wild Midwestern sky. Whoa, he's a working class man.
Yeah.
Is there that big note? Just that big last note?
He believes in God and heaven.
Not that one.
Well done, Joy. Good.
Well done. Good stuff. So keep that in mind, Delta. We'll move forward.
Got a good control there.
He was good. It was good effort. Joy, well done. Now, Brendan in Bundoora, sprinkler fitter. You're our first sprinkler fitter, Brendan.
Yep.
Now, Brendan, would you like to say hello to the wonderful Delta Goodrum?
Yeah, how you going, Delta? Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too. How's things?
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Good report.
You're looking forward to having a sing?
Yeah, why not? Just want to give it a crack.
Okay, awesome. I mean, I take bribes in here. If anybody
We've got some Bosch power tools. Don't you worry about that.
What's he pumping out? A bit of Mr. Jones.
This is the song. It's a bit of an old school 90s rock song, guys.
Yeah, love the song.
Do you know, a little tidbit before you go into this, Brendan, I saw the Counting Crows Delta live, and the lead singer, Adam, he was bored with it, so he sang it. He actually read it like a poem. One of the most disappointing concert events I've ever attended.
What sing your hit, mate?
Why do musos do that? When sometimes
I can tell you. Like,
tell us, Delta.
There's definitely, like, after you've sang your same songs for, like, 15 years now, I have. You're born to try, I'm lost without you.
Do you do Lost Without You as a poem now?
I know I can be a little stubborn sometimes.
No, I you know what? I've never thought of that, for sure, that's for sure. But you definitely, I mean, I feel honoured that you've had songs that people, and that's a real genuine, like, truth of, like, you know, the fact that people want to hear the hits.
Love it.
And you got to sing the hits. I'm very conscious of, like, in a show, making sure that there's the songs people know and then just throwing one in that yours, then the hits, then...
Just a couple of belters.
You know, just go, but you
want to mix it up.
You do want to mix it up, but definitely a poem's really mixing it up.
That was really disappointing. Well, hopefully, Brendan, sprinkler fitter from Bundoora. Hopefully, Brendan, you're not going to mix it up. Let's hear it for Delta
Goodrum.
The original.
Let's hear Mr. Jones.
Sha la 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 la. Oh ho. I was down at the New Amsterdam.
staring at this yellow-haired girl. Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with a black-haired flamingo dancer. You know she dances while his father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance in silence down through the morning. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that. Delta, your feedback, because, Fief, this is exciting. One will progress through to the big night and another will get a great consolation prize.
Absolutely. So between Giant Brendan, Delta Goodrum, who is going through to the world-famous rooftop?
Oh, you can't do this to me. I feel like Brendan might have been a little nervous on that one. I could feel his heart racing, but that's also very endearing.
Yes.
Nice. You're good at this. You're very good at this.
I felt his passion.
I felt his passion, but I felt like Jai was probably a little more in the pocket.
Yeah. He's the winner, Jai.
I feel like Brendan should call back. Because he was a little bit nervous. He should call back next week.
That's Jai's why we love it. You, Delta. You deliver it beautifully. Jai, you're going to the world famous rooftop.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good job, Jai.
Great work, mate. And for Delta for being such a good sport. Progressing,
Jai. I'd like a thank you note on the winning victory when you win, all right?
No worries. I was born to try.
Through to the final. Great. And this is Delta's hot new single. We just played it for you. Called Think About You. Download it from iTunes.
One of the tradies should perform Think About You.
Absolutely.
That's smart. Stream on Spotify, Apple Music, or purchase it at JB Hi-Fi. Thanks for coming in, Dale.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
If you're looking for love and you are attracted to reality TV shows and you like big rugged footballers, you might want to enter The Bachelor. The new Bachelor of 2018. Actually, it's too late. They've already started filming. But anyway, the new Bachelor for 2018 has been announced. He is the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins.
Yes.
Now, a lot
rugby
of people,
union.
Correct. What former Wallabies player. He's won a silver medal at the Commonwealth Games.
You might see him on the TV ads at the moment running the tradie underwear.
In his underpants.
He's the guy. And I knew, first I remember going, who's that? He's got a very 70s look. He's got a curly mop. And he wears sort of a headband like a lot of the tennis players, like John McEnroe and, you know, yes. Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg. He's got 70s. A lot of sayings.
Well, he's a country boy.
Yeah.
And
he's a catch.
I think a lot of people who aren't familiar with him might want to know, well, how did he get the name Honey Badger? So let's get Nick to explain that himself.
There's a documentary on National Geographic or Animal Planet, one of them Fox nutty setups. And, I watched this thing, and this honey badger was going toe-to-toe with a male lion and underdog, obviously, but he on his back, clawing away. The big fella got his canasters clawed off and trotted off around the corner and fell over, and the badger gets back up and I thought, what an animal, you know, that's impressive.
You don't hear canasters that often, do you?
Australia's going to fall in love with him.
They are. We've even put a pic of him on our Instagram page. Check him out on Insta if you haven't seen him already. He's very lovable. I think he'll be very popular. And he's got the celebrity angle because I think Sophie Monk did so well for the Bachelor franchise.
Didn't end well, but...
No, it didn't end well. Poor Stu. I saw Stu, some pap photos of him back on the dating scene. Yeah. Anyway, so you said a few minutes ago, Feb, that the honey badger, Nick Cummins, he loves a saying.
Yes.
So we've got, this is an example of, this is a post-match interview. Now, it's not your standard post-match interview that you might have heard, you know, one Brendan Favola or a Juddy, Chris Judd do post-match. This is
a very
unique,
very professional
rugby player post-match interview with the new Bachelor, Nick Cummins.
It sound like I've been bloody whacked in the Niagara Falls. Sorry about that, but you know the mindset was just like bloody Birkin Wheels. You know, get up the guts and just press forward and wait till some bastard rescues you. That was the main thing. Just leave it all out there and oh mate, see you blue. We're gonna bloody kick the tires and light the fires. So get your jexy down, bang it on a seat, and we'll shake hands and tell a few stories after the game, eh?
Ladies, he could be yours.
I reckon they had a big night that night.
The honey badger.
Oh, buddy, I'm going up and over and, buddy, head over biscuit.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Byron, you are the father to a beautiful little 9-year-old son, Zephyr.
He's my world. I love my boy so much. I was just there over the weekend and I'm there as much
you
as
do.
I possibly
can. You fly there all the time because he lives in LA with his mum and you were over there for a long weekend. You've gone over there. But you told me last week something, and I've known Zephyr since he was born.
Yes.
And you said to me, you mentioned that Zephyr had a girlfriend. And I went, what? Whoa.
Yeah, well,
he's 9.
So? Yes.
Well, that's a friend.
That's a friend.
No, they hold hands and stuff.
Too young.
Yeah, it's a friend.
I'm calling too young for a girlfriend.
Okay, that's your
9-year-old.
Your opinion.
I know that you've passed this on to Zephyr, and I'm yet to hear what Zephyr thought of my feedback.
Okay, here we go. Have a listen.
You are how old these days, dude?
I'm 9 and a half, turning 10 in June.
You recently had a bit of a change in your life?
I have a girlfriend.
Of course, your Auntie Fifi. She thinks that's too young to have a girlfriend. What do you say to her?
BS.
That's BS.
BS, yeah. It's not like official. It's just like...
You just hang out?
Yeah.
She thinks that maybe Trixie shouldn't have a boyfriend until she's maybe 20.
That's not right. That's just not right. Like my cousin Vivian, she's 3 and she likes one of this like 4 or 5-year-old at her school.
I mean, that's a girl that's younger than Trixie that has a bit of a boyfriend. I mean, it's fine, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Just relax, Fife.
Chillax, Fifi.
Okay, couple of things. He had me till he said BS.
Sure.
Yeah, what's I that mean? Mean?
His mother has a foul mouth and sometimes that can carry over.
Well, you're the father.
That's okay. But he knows it's wrong. So she
to one of his elders to BS.
Kids often do the opposite of what their parents say. So if my parents are swearing, then I don't.
No, now I like, you know what Zeph said there though? And had I been in the room with him and he nailed it, he got it right. He's got a. He said
we're mates.
We're mates and we hang out.
Girlfriend.
No,
he said
it's
mates.
A girl. It's a friend who's of the female persuasion.
Yes.
Gender. I don't know what he likes
girl.
To say
she's
anymore.
It was Helen. She's a girl. She's 9.
Helen.
Zephyr and Helen.
Are you sure she's 9?
That's an old name.
It's an old school name. It's more a 50-year-old's name.
Are you sure Helen's not one of his mate's mums?
Okay, no. It's definitely the girl is Helen.
Okay.
Come on.
And no, they said now, not official.
Yeah. Yeah, not official.
So it's just, they're Fev, mates.
I think you and I are on the same page.
100%.
Here. That's just a friend.
That's a friend.
I think it's too young. 9 is too young for a girlfriend. In fact, I'm prepared to. Let's open the phone lines here.
All right.
What age? Let's do this, Melbourne. Let's make it a thing. What age is appropriate for our kids to have girlfriends or boyfriends?
Yes.
Because I know I'm going to be a crazy helicopter parent when Trixie's a teenager.
Name an age.
I'd say 14, 15.
15.
15.
16.
Yeah. He's 6 years ahead of the game.
18.
Yeah, boxing.
Okay. No, ready? I'm going to say 15.
14, 15.
You go 14.
Because you go into high school at about 13 or 14. So when you're in year 7, you can flirt with the... Because you start hanging out with boys, you get a bit older.
I'm going to say year 9.
We're all developing. So you get those little feelings about the other sex, which I reckon most kids would at year 7 or 8. But I reckon year 8 you get your girlfriend.
He's in the 4th grade. Zeph's in the 4th grade.
He's too young.
Well,
don't think about girlfriends and boyfriends.
Grade 4, 4th grade, year 4.
So I'm going to say year 9. I'm going to go 15. But 13, 10, 60, what do we think? Let's open this discussion. Maybe we're being a bit prudish.
No, I think you definitely are.
Maybe 9... year-olds should be looking at... No, Byron, like, it's
we'll
wrong.
Come back to your goals.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Byron's 9-year-old son, Zephyr, and I have always had a great relationship since he was born.
Yes.
And he's 9 now, which
have
already
you?
Blows my mind. Well, there was that time when he was 2 and I kept cuddling and kissing him and he said, no, Fifi, no.
We're going to find that audio.
Yeah, that was really annoying.
He didn't like
but anyway,
that.
No.
7 years later, he's got a girlfriend.
Exactly. He's 9, he's got a girlfriend. And Byron, I said to you, that's too young. Feb joined in, which I loved. For Feb and I to be on the same page about
yes.
it. We believe that's just friendship.
That's
when
mates.
He heard that feedback from his Auntie Fifi, he said this.
Chillax, Fifi.
And he even tried to mock her Australian accent.
Well, he did. He did actually
bit
mock
of BS
me.
Action.
I mean,
he did drop a BS
you could
as well.
Be firmer with your parents.
We'll look at his language.
In many ways. But anyway, we have said 13, 10, 60, what is the appropriate age to start dating? I think this is important because there will never be a time for it that's appropriate
9
for
is fine.
To start dating.
I reckon 13, 14. So year 7, your friendship, and then year 8, I reckon you push into...
Nah. 15
stop.
Maybe. Oh. For my child, never.
Innocence. He's just holding Helen's hand. They're 9. It's
so they're mates.
Beautiful
they're
thing.
Friends.
He calls
don't
her
encourage it,
his girlfriend.
Liesl in Cranbourne. Hi, Liesl.
Morning.
Liesl, what do you think about this? What is the appropriate age for children to have girlfriends or boyfriends?
Ideally, I would say 15 in a fantasy land. But my son has just turned 12, and today is his 1 month anniversary with his new girlfriend at his new school.
Ah, Lee,
how cute! That's great.
Has he got flowers? Did he make a card?
I hope not. he's 1 month in. He's just turned 12, brand new school, and he wants me to take him to the movies.
Oh. I think that's nice.
Doesn't need the distraction. New school.
Trixie's going to want to do this.
Doesn't need the distraction.
I'm going to stay in that fantasy land. I'm going to live in fantasy land.
As you
Trixie,
are.
As Trixie hits adolescence,
she'll be homeschooled and she'll never be leaving.
I am living in La La Land. Okay. Laurie in Doreen. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Laurie. We're debating in this studio. When should our children have girlfriends or boyfriends?
Oh, it's hard to say. Like, my grandson, who's 4, and mind you, I'm under 40.
Better say, you sound very young to have a grandson.
It's a very young grandma.
Yes. Hence why it depends on the context. If he's just playing with her, not really holding hands, cuddling or kissing.
Just some holding hands.
4's quite young.
Oh, I don't know. At 4, that's a bit young.
4. So a 4-year-old grandson 4 is a bit of a player.
Very young to have a player. Girlfriend.
You can't say that.
I think we can
but
say.
But it's just friends.
I mean, we didn't want to come across those prudes, Fev, but no. Let's draw the line at 4.
Okay, too young. Absolutely fair enough.
Natasha. In, yeah, they don't want to talk about it. Natasha and Craigie Byrne. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, guys.
Natasha, what do you think? When should children start to have girlfriends and boyfriends?
Like a proper relationship from 13. I'm still with the same person I dated when I was 14.
Wow.
How old are you now, Natasha?
I'm just about to turn 25.
Beautiful.
So it'll be 11 years this year.
That is very impressive.
I'll tell you a story, Boxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to trump Natasha. Sorry, Natasha, great story.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask Natasha if she's ever...
Oh, you ask her.
No.
Feb's about to trump everyone.
Ever what?
Best
you're tired.
I am. What
so
were you
my, saying? So my best friends, Shane and Michelle Newman, and it's his 40th this Saturday night. He's been with Michelle since they were 13.
That's amazing.
They've been together since they were 13, and he's turning 40 on Saturday.
That is a beautiful story.
That's
it is
a great
beautiful.
Story. And they're beautiful people. They've got 2 young sons, and they've been together since they were 13.
Wow.
Year 7.
No, by the way, I think Zephyr believes he's 9. He believes he's going to be with his girlfriend, Helen, forever.
I he's bet not going to know Helen next year.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
It's a year this week from a big news story a year ago. It was front page of the Herald Sun. It was a big story. We all came into work and there on the front page of the Herald Sun, there was a story about a house party that had got out of control and the police were called.
Corey Worthington?
No, it wasn't. It was about 15 years since that. And we were all going, oh, look at this house party. And I looked closely. And I remember at the time, might have even been Leon, was like, isn't that near where you live? And I looked really...
Frankston.
Yeah. And I looked really closely and I went, yeah, that... Because they had like CCTV footage of the brawl that was happening on the street.
That's
and
right.
And there were rocks thrown through windows of the house. And it was like, whoa, that's gotten out of control. And I looked really closely at the CCTV footage, the photos of it, and went, hang on. That's my fence. And we discovered it was my neighbour's house. Well, one of it was like 2 doors up. Yeah. My neighbours had a massive, it was like a school party that had got out of control.
Oh, so what were you doing that night? Just a bit dusty, were you? Had a bit of early night?
Well, that's the thing, Feb, because when we were looking at this and then the whole team, and you'll recall this, was like, whoa, that's, you know, you were obviously away for the weekend. No, I was at home. I was in bed.
You were asleep.
Did not sleep through it all.
No way.
Completely slept through it all. And we're only bringing it up now because at the time I thought, I don't want to talk about this. Like that's where I live.
My neighbour.
What's happened to my street? But to think that I slept through, bricks going through windows, rowdy, that, about
it was
30
a riot.
School kids. It was a school kids party. 30 yeah. school kids turned up, a riot out the front. Absolutely no memory of it. I remember when I was a kid, for Christmas one year, it was my birthday, Mum and Dad, as a present for me, decided to actually redecorate my room.
Oh.
So I went to sleep and I had red curtains and I had...
You would have woken up going, where am I?
She doesn't wake up. Do you wake up?
No, Fev, this was the amazing thing. I had a red bed When I woke up in the morning, I was in a pink floral landscape that I'd never – they'd wallpapered walls. They'd changed the bed. I was in a wicker bed. Everything was new. Slept through
You're
it
in
all.
A different bed.
Guys, I can sleep.
You would
sleep.
Have thought you'd died and gone to heaven. It's floating.
It's amazing. And sometimes even I think Trixie at the moment, she'll like come into my – in the morning she'll mention something like during the night when I came into your room and – and I'll go, I've no memory of that.
Well, I can sleep.
I'm
the total opposite. I wake up and last night three nights ago, I slept with the window open.
Yeah.
So just the air could come in because it was a little bit hot. And because summer's over, Schnooksy's the boss and no aircon anymore. Summer's done, so I can't have the aircon.
Right.
So I had the window up. And at about 3 o'clock, I could hear people running around the track behind my house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, straight up, bang, I could hear the gravel. That's how much I can not sleep through.
Yeah.
And then I watched the news yesterday and I heard a siren go, woo, like it was a police officer, woo.
Whoa.
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I watched the news yesterday and in Brighton, that guy was going through the house. Remember he was on his all fours, sneaking through the house and the CCTV called him?
Oh, that's
your neighbour.
Your hood.
Yeah, there you go.
We've got a move, Fev.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
New story on the news last night of a guy over in the Brighton area crawling through someone's home, caught on CCTV footage. Happened right near Fev. He's heard the siren.
The thing is,
that's your neighbour.
The idiot didn't realise. So he's like sneaking on the ground like a snake going through, so he couldn't get recognised. Didn't realise there was CCTV in the house.
Yeah.
And then last year, front page of the Herald Sun, one of my neighbours had a house party that went out of control. Bricks were thrown through windows. And that's just like two doors up from me.
Wow.
So we've both lived next door to things that have become newsworthy. So we've
and
asked
Byron
the question.
Byron told a story that we probably should
Don't stitch me up on air.
He mentioned a story about our very good friend Warnie that Fev and I'd prefer you hadn't mentioned.
Which I checked off air. Hey, Fev, can I tell this? He said yes. Then when I said it on air, he said, I wouldn't have said that.
Well,
I was with Warnie that night too.
You were too. Fortunately, Warnie's
down in Geelong.
Fortunately, Warnie's overseas, so hopefully he didn't hear that. But anyway, we've asked you, what happened next door? Christy in West Brunswick. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Christy, what happened over there in West Brunswick next to you?
This was actually back in New Zealand. So I woke up one morning and I'm like, where's my car? In the night, someone had come along, crashed into it, totaled it completely. Tow trucks had come, the police had come, knocked on my door. Slept through everything and all of my windows were open to the street.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
wow.
That's you know what you've done there, because you've slept through your car being stolen. What, much like I slept through the house
party. That's right, you slept through
road.
That.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Which is extraordinary. Okay.
Here's a question for you, Boxy.
Mm-hmm.
On the fly, would you rather wake up to that or would you rather sleep through anything that happens?
Good question.
It's such a good question. I'm not prepared for
it. Okay, no worries. Just everything.
I think I'd hate it either way. My car's broken into with either
but
scenario.
Anything, like with a party that happened with a guy that was going through.
I'd
anything.
Much rather sleep through it, because you're sleeping through it, you save yourself on the anxiety.
Yeah, I'd
and sleep's great.
I'd wake up.
You need
to sleep more.
I'm like Mrs. Mangles. Bang.
You'd be at the party.
Yeah.
Justin in Preston. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Boxy, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Justin. What happened next door to you in Preston?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years ago, when there were the terror raids in the northern suburbs of Melbourne, the house next door was actually raided by police at about 5 a.m. and woke up to loud, massive bang, police kicking down the door and running through the place.
Whoa!
Did they find stuff, Justin?
They did take away a couple of the people that lived in there and... Never seen them again. So.
It's scary to think of the stuff that's happening in the house.
One sort of beats all of our stories.
I always sit in my house and think, wonder what's going on next door.
I know what's going on next door to you. Your kids are being babysat by your neighbours.